This superb sculpture in boxwood of the Standing Virgin and Child is attributed to Nicholas Gerhard von Leyden, who lived and worked in Central European centers such as Strasbourg and Vienna. Gerhard was considered a revolutionary figure because he introduced a very dramatic relationship between the image and the viewer. His sculptures introduced an almost kinetic conception of the figure. Here, a swirling, spiraling mass of drapery folds wraps around the delicate body of the Virgin. Walk around the sculpture and follow the movement of the drapery as it lifts and animates the figure. The upward diagonal sweep is a common motif in late Gothic sculpture, and it finds its most refined expression in the works of Gerhard. Julien Chapuis.
A dramatic way to increase the immediacy of the figure is the ploy of letting the drapery fall over the edge of the base. The base for sculpture functions very much like the frame for painting. It separates the sculpture from the world around it. It distinguishes what is sculpture from what is non-sculpture. And by allowing the drapery to fall over the edge of the base, the artist consciously blurs this boundary. So the figure is, as it were, in our world. There's a direct connection between the viewer and the object. While this is a very virtuoso and artistic ploy, at the same time it heightens the immediacy of the figure's image for private devotion, and this was the foremost function of this object. You have to imagine that the commissioner of the figure would have knelt in front of it and prayed to it. By increasing the immediacy of the sculpture, the artist also increases the efficiency of the image as a focus for the commissioner's prayers.